Strange Adventure.
Pete Carson landed a smoke-blackened monoplane and climbed out of the cockpit. He reported to the waiting group of men.
I flew as low as I dared through the smoke. The whole side of Porcupine Mountain's on fire. The men are fighting a losing battle. Unless something drastic's done, Pine City's doomed.
The mayor, fire chief, and the police chief received the words in silence. Finally, the mayor spoke.
Well, what more can be done? All the men from town and all available forest rangers are fighting the fire. I've already told everyone to prepare to evacuate.
Pete coughed a cloud of smoke from his lungs.
Porcupine Reservoir's above the fire. Water from it could drown the blaze before it reaches the town.
The mayor nodded.
Yeah, perhaps. But there's no way of releasing it. No one can get through the fire to open that sluice gate. And going around the mountain to reach the reservoir from the other side will take too long.
I know, but there's still one chance.
What is it? There's no place for you to land, and we have no parachute, so someone could drop up there.
Well, you forget that old hermit. His cabin's on the safe side of the mountain, and he's still in it. I just saw him. He can easily get to the sluice gate.
The mayor nodded thoughtfully.
Yes, yes, he could, if he would. He's never been to Pine City. What few people who have talked to him say he seems to hate all towns. And besides, there's no way of getting word to him.
Yes, there is. The smoke from the fire's drifting this way, so the sky's clear over on that side of the mountain.
What difference does that make?
Well, I was a sky rider before I came up here and opened my charter service. My plane's still equipped for it. In a second, I'll get ready and fly over a shanty. There's still time for me to write the words, open the sluice gate where he can see them.
The preparations were made with a rush. In a matter of minutes, Pete was in the air over the lone cabin. He buzzed it till the old hermit stepped outside. Then he wrote his message. He circled watching the old man. But the man on the ground made no move toward the reservoir. Pete was high enough to see the flames sweeping toward the town. He knew if he returned to Pine City, he would be burned with the others. And he didn't have enough gas to fly over the mountains to another landing field. Pete made a large circle and opened the throttle. Then he dived at the sluice gate. The people in Pine City watched the plane crash into the gate and explode. An instant later, the water rushed out, sweeping aside the wreckage. In a matter of minutes, the flood hit the roaring fire, sending hissing clouds of steam into the air. The next day, several men from Pine City called on the mountain recluse to demand an explanation. The hermit spoke before they had a chance.
Yes. I knew something was wrong with that flying feller. He was cutting all kinds of curlicues and leaving white streaks up there in the sky just before he smashed into your sluice gate.
The mayor stared at the old fellow.
Well, why didn't you pay any attention to the sky writing?
Well, I'll be darned, sir. That was sky writing. I wished I'd known how to read. I bet it would have been interesting to know what he was saying.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Speed Demon, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.